Tootsie.
T-R 101.9.
Something I've been wanting to tell you for a long time. It might hurt you, hope you don't lose your mind. Well, I was just a boy, about 8 years old. You threw me a Bible on that Mississippi road. See, I love you, Papa, you did all you could do. And they say the truth hurts, so I lied to you. Yes, I lied to you. I love the blues.
It's the CIT Archive Show at CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Michael. I am the Archives Collective co-lead with the one and only Sophie Diebold. But unfortunately, Sophie is not with us today. Unfortunately, Sophie had to attend to a personal matter out in the US of A. And so you guys are stuck with me. This is the eighth episode of the CIT Archive Show, and this episode will be all about the blues. If you can't tell from the first song that we played, I was especially drawn to making an episode about the blues from watching the movie Sinners. And it really revitalized my love for it. I'd been on this deep dive. I'd been running through like a bunch of Albert King and Fenton Robinson and Albert Collins records to start off the year, but that kind of dwindled as the year went on. But we're back in it, baby. We're back in it. Also, side note. If you have not already gone to watch Sinners, please do so with great haste. It is one of the best movies I've ever seen. It gave me the exact same feeling I had when I was a child. And you know that feeling when you're watching a movie at the theaters with your parents for the first time or your uncle or whatever, and this crazy thing happens? For me, it was, oddly enough, it was like The Incredibles, the scene where, actually not oddly at all, it was the scene where Dash starts running on water as he runs away. And he finally like learns how to make good use of his powers. That was the moment for me where I was like, wow, I think I'm really falling in love with the movies. And Sinners had a scene very much like that for me, and I hope it will have that for you guys as well. I'd just like to acknowledge that we are broadcasting from the territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations, and more specifically on Musqueam Nation territory. This episode, we will be diving into the coverage of the blues and songs and just blues music that has been featured in CITR over the years. And also, we're going to talk a little bit about a few articles that has been written about certain blues artists over the years, specifically two by Anna Frizz that I really liked, and we're just going to work from there. So up next, we have Damn Right I've Got the Blues by Buddy Guy. Take a listen.
telephone you to my sweet home, Chicago.
Thank you.
is Damn Right I've Got the Blues by Buddy Guy, Sweet Home Chicago by Robert Johnson, and Too Many Drivers by James Cotton. I didn't mention this, but I took all of these from the January 1992 issue of Discorder, where someone named Guru Drew published their 1991 blues list. I believe it's just like their 10 favorite albums from 1991, 10 favorite blues albums from 1991. And it has a bunch of really cool stuff on there, like the Alligator Records 25th anniversary, John Lee Hooker's Mr. Lucky. They did that album with Ry Cooder. John Mayall's Sense of Place. Otis Rush's Lost in the Blues, which I also really wanted to play, but it would be a bit of a pain to do because it's not on Spotify. And Lonnie Brooks's Satisfaction Guaranteed. I highly recommend you guys check that issue out in general. It's a really cool issue. There's a Nirvana interview in there too as well, which is pretty crazy. But yeah, here we are. Here are some PSAs.
DOXA, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. DOXA will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Center, and SFU Goldcore Center for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that DOXA has to offer this May.
Is the simple joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Are you interested in radio? Do you want to start your own show but you don't know where to get started? Make your radio dreams come true by joining a collective. From the news collective, the arts collective, the music collective, the sports collective, the accessibility collective, the indigenous collective, and the intersectionality collective, there's something for everyone. And we provide free technical training to get started. Explore these worlds virtually and in person, and be prepared to make fun friends. For more information, visit citr.ca/get involved.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Hello, hello, hello again. We're back from the ads and PSAs. So one thing I wanted to talk about actually was the coverage of the blues in Discorder over the years. One thing that was really cool to look at was, weirdly enough, in the past, there would be all these really cool ads for the Yale. They would advertise themselves as the hottest place to listen to blues in town. And they would have like a bunch of nice acts. And I think they were quite inviting to up-and-comers too. It was really cool to look at. And it's honestly kind of sad to see because we don't really see ads like that anymore about the blues. But hey, that's what it is. Another really cool thing is if you just search blues through the Discorder collections on the UBC Open Library, first thing you'll find is that it's the search function is actually quite poor, because I don't think it differentiates very well between just any appearance of the word blue and blues in particular. So that was quite a pain to figure out. But the other thing you find out as part of it was there used to be so many really cool shows that were covering the blues. Something, a good example was like The Healing Hour that was Guru Drew's show, who I tried to do some digging into who Guru Drew is, but it may or may not be Drew Pavlov, the old president. There were shows like Soul Galore, Stereo Blues, 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 The Blues and Soul Show, Black Music, Blue City Shakedown, and Lucky Scratch, who I believe it was Anna Frizz's show. The only shows that I could find that are still around are Saturday Edge and Code Blue, which I'm really happy to see is still around. More specifically, though, the ones I really liked that I found while digging through the old Discord issues was Anna Frizz has some really, really cool real live action reviews for like blues acts. And also, she had these really cool features on Memphis Mini and Ma Rainey in particular. First things first, I had no idea that Memphis Mini was who wrote When the Levee Breaks, which most of you guys will probably know as like the Led Zeppelin song from Led Zeppelin 4, but it's crazy. I didn't realize she was such a pioneer. Apparently, she began recording at a time when female blues singers used to be the more popular of the two, but then it slowly got phased out to more male blues guitar players and singers. That's where you get like the B.B. Kings, the T-Bone Walkers of the world and things like that. But she was so versatile and she was such a force of nature musically that she was able to bridge the gap between more solo blues and like bigger band blues, which is like the things like, which is kind of like what I played with Buddy Guy, Demarai That Got the Blues. There's these drums, there's these harmonicas, pianos, basses, and all of that. And she even had to change her style to a more piano-like rhythm playing as well to accommodate for that. But she was so talented. She adapted to so many different ways. She was playing a more archtop type guitar. She was playing a resonator. And then eventually she managed to adapt to playing, you know, a more electric style of playing. She transitioned to Chicago style blues as that became more popular. And she was apparently a real inspiration for people. Names you've definitely heard of. Names like Muddy Waters, Chuck Berry, T-Bone Walker, B.B. King, like I mentioned before. And so if there's one thing you guys take away, it's please go read Anna Frizz's features in old Discord issues. Go look it up. It's fantastic. Apparently, she was the programming coordinator for the station for 2 years up until leaving. And in the 2000 July issue, there's this really nice, I guess, like, it says, once there was an accordion playing audio art hot blues mama named Anna Frizz. She was the programming coordinator at CITR and put up with all of our shit for more than 2 years. Now she's escaping to the relative freedom of academia. We love her and wish her lots of luck. Goodbye, mommy. We'll miss you. Love. All the freaks at CITR, XOX. P.S. Keep in touch or die. Good God. I'm glad to see we haven't lost our quirk over the years. I hope you're doing very well, Anna, wherever you are in the world. Up next, we have Ma Rainey's Black Bottom by Ma Rainey and When the Levee Breaks by Memphis Mini.
Water gonna come and the
have no place to stay. Well, all that night I sat on a lever and moaned. Well, all that night I sat on a lever and moaned, thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody care my troubles to. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I works on the levee, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
Now I'm gonna show y'all my black bottom. Wait till you see that dance. Wait until you see me do my big black bottom. Just put you in a trance. Oh, do it, Ma. Do it, honey. Look out now, Ma. You're getting kind of rough there. You better be yourself now. Careful now. Not too strong. Not too strong, Ma.
I'll dance on your my black bottom.
Once again, we're back. That was When the Levee Breaks by Memphis Minnie and Ma Rainey's Black Bottom by Ma Rainey. Famously, that's where August Wilson got the name for his very famous play, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Shout out August Wilson. I want to end this with a more optimistic note, because on one hand, while we've been talking so much about how great the blues are, we've been listening to some fantastic blues music. Frankly, the fact of the matter is it's just not as listened to. Just straight up blues is just not as listened to as it once was, and that's quite sad. But I'd like to spin this into a more positive note, which is, and kind of tie this into an excuse to play my favorite band live on air at CITR. I don't think they've been played before, and B, tie this into why personally I believe that the work that the archives do, and any work involving studying history, specifically the history of the arts, is so important. And that is because the fact of the matter is the blues is just, if there is any piece of Western music you're currently listening to, chances are it has its origins in the blues. It is, its roots are deep, and there's just no way of going about it. There's no way of, it's just the facts, guys. The blues is the roots of all Western music, whether it's funk, whether it's whatever you call pop music nowadays, or at any point in time, really. Rock and roll, funk, even rap music, R&B even has, for Christ's sake, R&B literally just means rhythm and blues. The blues is everywhere around us, regardless of whether or not we like to admit it or not. And so, on one hand, I'd like to almost view it more positively, you know what I mean? Just by showing appreciation. While it is sad that we just don't play straight up, we just don't listen to straight up blues anymore, it is almost nice to appreciate the massive impact it has on everyone's lives, just through osmosis, and how it's basically the foundation of all the music we listen to in the Western world. And I'd like to end it with an anecdote, because while I was preparing for this episode, I was listening to a televised performance of my favorite song from my favorite band that came out quite recently. And in the live performances for this song, I don't know, they add this section to it. It's like an acoustic section, but it's like a real like audience call and response thing. So like they'll sing like one part is like da 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 da, and then the audience will just like follow it up with one another. And I was like trying to figure out while I was on a break, I was outside the Beat Around the World on Main Street. Shout out that cafe. That cafe is awesome. And I was trying to figure out why I love the song so much, and why just this one simple change really just altered the whole song. And what I realized was that the whole song effectively is just one big, long, drawn-out call and response section to one another. So the band has these two singers, and first, one of the singers is like kind of rapping for the whole song, and the other one is singing more normally, I guess. But what I realized while doing the prep work for this episode was that I'd been listening to essentially like a weirdly drawn out call and response section to a song, and it really drove home the point for me that the blues really is everywhere, whether you like it or not. For Christ's sake, this band is not, they don't perform in English. I don't think any of the members speak English. This band is from Japan. The song is incredibly, it has a bunch of synths. It's super electronic. It feels like kind of like a weird 70s German song in a weird way. But even then, even they cannot hide from the influence of the blues. And I guess this ties back to I guess, why I love the work that we do at the archive so much, which, and the work we do just looking back at history, which is, for me personally, I love looking back at old issues of Discorder. I love listening to old records and just studying the history of music, simply because, or just the arts in general, because whatever it is you're feeling at any given moment, odds are somebody has felt this and expressed it in a different way decades before you, maybe even hundreds of years before you. We're really just living through the same experiences over and over and over again. And I think there's like a real beauty to that, you know? And that's why I think it's so important to really just like always be cognizant of the things that came before us and always appreciate what came, what laid the groundwork for what we have today. So that's enough for me. This song is called Tokyo Rendezvous by King Nu.
Oh, Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening, guys. This has been the CIT Archive Show. I was really nervous to do this on my own, but we got through it. Thank you so much for listening. It's been greatly appreciated. It's been so much fun. This has been amazing. Up next, we have... Hang on. Let me see who we have up next. We have Azucar Morena by Karen Barajas. Karen, I apologize in advance for butchering the name of your show. Anyway, guys, it's been a very nice time. Goodbye for now. I'll see you guys in a bit, and have a very good day. Bye-bye. It doesn't matter much what happens in the days. It doesn't matter if it's in your way. It doesn't matter just as long as you stay. It doesn't matter.